You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Sup? What did someone tell me today? I can't remember. Throughliner Nation. Somebody was telling me an idea for nicknames for y'all. And I keep telling people, yo, hit me with it. And let me, I can't remember what he said, but. What was I going to say? So, great to see you guys. God damn it. Today's the 19th. So, this is the last episode before Christmas. The last episode before Christmas. And so here's the deal. You know I got to pre-record. I got to pre-record sometimes. Today's the 17th for me. The special comes out tomorrow, the Christmas special. So for you guys, it's been out for a day. This is what I need from you guys. Please watch it. Please comment on it. Please give it a thumbs up. And please share it. If you're on Facebook, which I'm sure a ton of you guys are on Facebook, share it. I'm going to put a little promo out today. When you see it on Instagram, share it. Please. That's the only way we get eyes on it. And I hope you guys like it. Obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, you like what I'm doing. It's way in the vein of everything that I'm doing here. So please share it. Please comment on it. When it's on YouTube, comment. Let me know. Yeah, I made the dip, or I'm going to make those cocktails, or I loved so-and-so's story. I love Dan Soder's story, or Deb DiGiovanni's story. Please. Jay Larson Christmas Special. It's on YouTube now on my channel, Jay Larson Comedy. Go over there, copy the link, go to your Facebook, and then put post. Drop the link in. It'll put it direct and say, you got to go watch Jay Larson's special. Leave a comment if there's anything in there that, you know, whatever. Whatever you guys do. It all helps. It all helps. And that's how more people view it. And who's making Christmas specials? No one, you fucks. Just me. If you're in LA, January 15th, I'm going to do a show called Intimate with Jay Larson. It's going to be a lot of crowd work, some stories. I'm going to have other comics on it. It's going to be at the West Side Comedy Theater in Santa Monica. It's going to be a 10 o'clock show. I know. The first couple are going to be late until we get our footing and then try and find a time that fits better for... I mean, some of you are like, big deal, 10 o'clock. I know. I'm looking at it. I'm like, dude, that's... You know how late 10 o'clock is for me? It's late. Also, Vermont Comedy Club. I had to cancel that date. I will be back April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It's not an April Fool's. I will be there. Here's something else I'm working on. I'm working on a tour. I want to come back out. There are cities that I've been trying to get to. But the only way I'm going to be able to go to cities is if you guys are excited and want me to come there. So you got to hit me up and tell me where. And then if I do that, what I'm going to need is people to help me get the word out that I'm going to be there. So, you know, I here's the deal. Until I get a Netflix special or some sort of special or the Christmas special takes off or something takes off, I'm going to have to continue to be grassroots. You know what I mean? It's the only way I can do this for free, baby. My babies. You guys are my babies. That's what my daughter says all the time. She's like, has to get all of her stuff to them. She's like, my babies. I'm like, they're your babies? She's like, yeah. So you guys are my babies. My son's homesick today. He was homesick yesterday. He's homesick today. And I'm supposed to have this, like, I'm supposed to golf tomorrow. You know, whatever. Anyway, it's not like a just like, oh, too bad you can't golf. It's kind of like a work golf thing. You know what I mean? That's kind of like what it has to be. And I don't want to have to cancel it, but I'm probably going to have to cancel it because this kid's still running a fever. And what's the deal if you have kids out there? If they have a fever 24 hours until they go back to school, it's like they don't have a fever now. Then what if it comes back? Anyway, what we've been doing is he gets to watch like an episode of Ninjago. Then we go do a page and a half of homework. Episode of Ninjago, page of homework. Now I'm in here, he gets to watch an entire Star Wars. The kid's like binging on television, and he's stoked about it. JLarsonComedy.com, JLarsonComedy across social media. You know that. Something happened today. I don't know what, but something has happened today because I've gone up a ton of followers on Facebook. That happens once in a while, like that wrong number video. I know you guys watch it. It like pops, and then all of a sudden I have like a ton of followers, and I'm like, well, who the hell posted this? What happened? Something happened somewhere. Which reminds me, do not go anywhere. Okay. Sorry about that. You guys had to just do a quick thing. Can you believe Chris? Here's the deal. Every year at this time of the year, I'm like, oh, everything's cool. Everything's moving along. I have plenty of time for Christmas. And then it's just like, it goes. Will you also do me a favor and just let me know what you, if you're going to comment on the Christmas special and say what you liked or share it or whatever, just comment. And if you don't have to email me, you know what I mean? Just comment. I do love when you guys email me, though. It makes me feel good. Which, speaking of which, a couple people have emailed me about their Christmas traditions. I asked you guys. Not everyone hit me up. Some people did. And I want to share that with you now. So, the first one, first of all, this guy sends me an email, Matthew Gleason. But it's one T in Matthew. I've never seen this before, Matt. And I got to tell you, I don't like it. I don't like it. M-A-T, that's how you sign off? Thanks, Matt. Hey, thanks, it's me, Matt. Matt, dude. You're a Matt. Tell me what the hell was the reasoning behind this. Why did your parents be like, nah, we'll just go one T. Everyone else is two T's, I thought, right? I don't know. It's not that I don't like it, but I'm not a huge fan. But this is what Matt wrote. Our tradition is a Christmas tree cutting party. Every year, my family meets the Saturday after Thanksgiving. We go to the one house in the morning for donuts, pastries, coffee, maybe a few Irish coffees. Love your style. Love everything that's going on right now. Then we caravan, sometimes upwards of 20 cars. That is legit. Are you one of these families? See, now this is the thing that I'm already missing is that, like, I love big families. So I kind of had a big family in that there were four kids, but, like, my mom didn't have any brothers and sisters, and my dad had a brother and a sister, but we were, like, estranged from them. And then they each had one kid, and not till, like, we were, like, older, so we never had cousins. And, like, when your mom is a single mom and there's four kids, you're not, like, meeting up with family to do family. It's just, we had my Aunt Rue, Auntie Gert, Auntie Lil, and my Nana, and then whoever from their side of, you know what I mean? It was a lot. So I already love what's going on here. And here's the deal with traditions. It takes someone like Daniel Van Kirk, who I love to death. He has like family traditions where like they go for vacation. He's got it with his boys. They go away. But then he does so much stuff with his family. And this is the kind of thing that I'm like, man, why am I not? We're trying to start Christmas traditions. And I wanted, maybe I just need to do it with friends out here. I don't know. Maybe 20 cars to a tree farm and cut down a Christmas tree. I'm from central Massachusetts. Love it. So there's always a few places around. My uncles and I do a little recon mission beforehand to see who had the best looking trees. I love this, man. Who the fuck are you? I would love to have land just so I could go cut down my own Christmas tree on my own land. Just to camp on my own land. Could you imagine that? Some of you might have that. I mean, you can find it, too. Here's the deal. People are like, oh, dude, what are you fucking rich? I'm not rich. I can't even afford rent. But what I'm saying is there are places in this country that are, or anywhere, that are, like, affordable enough that you could own 40 acres, 100 acres of land, and it doesn't even cost that much. Okay. From there, it's to the after party at another house where there's tons of food, a huge fire, and Santa comes for the kids. You're doing Santa? A month before Christmas? That's baller. I guess that's how you put in your requests, huh? More family comes who didn't want a tree, and it's laughing and storytelling all night. All right, Matt, settle down. Okay, settle down with it's laughing and storytelling all night, but I get what you're saying. We hosted this year for the after party, and it was amazing as always. It's something my family looks forward to every year, and it's a tradition going on 30-plus years, dude. Ah, man, we didn't have any fucking traditions in my house. None. There was no thing like this. We would do the little things like, I guess, I don't know, having Christmas Eve dinner, baked stuffed shrimp, and then the next day having Christmas. I don't know. Is that a tradition? Not really. It's something my family looks forward to every year, and it's a tradition going on 30-plus years. This started when I was a baby, and now I'm enjoying the same tradition with my own son and daughter. They're 6 and 4 and don't know how lucky they are our families get together like this still. Dude, you are 100% right. But here's the deal. You didn't know. You didn't know how lucky you were either that they were doing it back when you were a kid, but that's the great thing is... I don't know. Some of you out there don't have kids, obviously. For those of you that do, I love when I'm doing something with my kids, knowing that it's something that they might not want to do now. But I think of the things that my mom used to do with me, and I was like, ugh. And now I do it. So that's the great thing about your kids might be like, I don't want to do that. And guess what? You will do it because you're saying that now, and it's just because you're a kid. You just think all the time, like, I don't want to do this. You don't know anything. You're just a kid. You don't know anything. You're not that bright. You're a kid. I don't know, man. Here's another thing. When I was a kid, we always had a fake tree. Always was a fake tree. We had it. We had a huge basement as kids, unfinished, of course. And it would always be in like one corner of the basement. And then you would like, so the Christmas tree was down there all year. So we had this old school Christmas tree, and what happened was you had the pole, right? The center of the Christmas tree, the trunk, and there would be like colors. Like this was pink, this was green, this was blue. And then the branches would have at the end of the tip like blue, pink, whatever, and you put them in. And it wasn't we didn't know any different. That was our tree. You know, like I remember Dave DeGeorge had a real tree. You ready for the craziest? Let me get back to Dave DeGeorge and his craziest family tradition. I still have never seen anything like it. No, I'm just going to say it. My best friend growing up, Dave, their family tradition at Christmas was after everyone got their gifts, they would open them and then in the boxes, place them down around the tree like a display around the Christmas tree, like for a day. And then I would go over there every Christmas and he'd be like, oh, yeah, look, this is my stuff. Like, imagine getting, like, a button-down shirt and a sweater, and they would be laid out in the box with the stuff over the side, and it was, like, propped. It was, like, propped up at an angle. And you're like, why is this out, dude? Are the gifts out for display? Is no one playing with them? And you wouldn't. I don't think they were allowed to play with them. Kind of a weird tradition. But, hey, we all have different Christmas traditions. That's what this episode's all about. So we always had a fake tree, and then one year... My mom's friend, they were pretty rich, they gave us their old fake tree, which immediately became our new fake tree. You know what I mean? We were like, yo, this is a really nice fake tree. Listen, I don't know a lot about fake trees, but I'm looking at right here, this is a nice fake tree. And then you know what we decided that from that point forward? Guess how many trees we put up? We put up two trees. Two fake trees. We had a fake tree in the living room. That was the main tree. That was the one tree. That was the one that was given to us. And then we had the other fake tree in the breezeway. Both lit. And I remember a friend went by my house and like called me that day. And he's like, dude, do you have two Christmas trees? And I'm like, yeah, goddamn right we do. And neither of them's real. We always had fake trees, man. So now we got the fake tree this year. So I said to my wife, I'm like, what is environmentally more responsible? Having a fake tree that we're going to have, I don't know, for 20 years or every year cutting down a tree. Now, I know they plant new trees each year, Jay. I know, you fucking dummies. This is what you have to ask yourself. What's the difference between a fake tree? What's more Damn it. What's more environmentally conscious? A fake tree, which you use for years and years, or a real tree? And people will be like, yeah, Jay, well, they replant those trees. Yeah, well, you know what else they do? They ship them. Now you're shipping them. What do you think? Those tree farms in LA, you just get one? No, there's not. They're getting them shipped. You're getting yours from Canada. The ones in my town, they would go up to Canada. Okay? And then at the end, ever go by a Christmas tree lot the day after Christmas? There's like 50 trees. Those don't get used. So I don't know. So we're going fake for a while. But what Matt's got going on right here, this sounds baller to me. Baller. The only thing that would be, I don't know if I'm ever going to, this is where I'm totally my mom. And I don't know if I'm ever going to get this out of my wish list. So in my fantasy world, I live in Massachusetts or New York. Okay. That's my fantasy world. I live somewhere like where Matt is, and I have a lot of land, and I have a root cellar, and I chop down trees, and I have stacks of wood outside, and I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I have a fireplace in the kitchen, and I go into the kitchen and I light a fire. And then I make my own coffee, and I sit down in a chair by the fire. And then when my kids get up for breakfast, they come down and there's a fire going. Okay. Now, was that something that ever happened in my house as a kid? No. Did we have a fireplace? Yes. Would I always be like, we got to have a fire? I love a fire. I love it. So I would love a fireplace in my kitchen because that's like the, you know, that's the fucking heart of the house. And the Cosbys had one, dude. The Cosby. So much of my life was because of what the Cosbys were doing. Like Cosby used to wear a ring here, a watch, a bracelet, and a ring. And now when I do shows, you know what I wear? Boom, 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 boom. My wife gave me, she gets me rings from her work, so I wear one over here and then a bracelet, and I have everything Cosby had. And they had that house, dude. And another thing I've always wanted, because of the Cosbys, two staircases in a house. If you have two staircases in your house, oh, that's baller, dude. They had that one in the living room, and then they had the one that came down in the kitchen. That's supposed to be for, like, the mates. You know what I mean? That's the mates one. It's like, so when you're entertaining, you can get up and down and no one sees you, you know, like you can, that's where like behind the scenes shit, man, tell me you don't want two staircases in your house, fireplace in the kitchen, two staircases. It's awesome. It's all I want. And if I lived out by Matt, this is the kind of life I would be living. I love that you do this, man. And, what is it with donuts? What is it with donuts? You know, my grandfather had that bakery. If you watch the Christmas special or if you've been just paying attention to anything I say for the last 20 years of my comedy career, he had that bakery and he called them a honey dip. That was a honey dip donut, which is like a glazed donut anywhere else. And his were unbelievable, man. But I'll tell you, nothing beats a cake donut. Just a straight up cake donut, like an original. So where did you have the, oh, that's what it would be. Donuts, pastries, coffee. I can just see this big table too. Here's a great thing about Thanksgiving. Right around Thanksgiving in Massachusetts, New England, I would imagine like Minneapolis, Wisconsin, all that. What is that? Ohio. What is that? The Midwest? Midwest, all that area. Not so much out where I am out in the West Coast, maybe up in like Portland or Washington, Seattle, and maybe like parts of Texas, stuff like that, would be like where it's cold out, but you don't really need a jacket if you're just outside for like 45 minutes. You know what I mean? Like that's the best weather. So like I imagine you guys are at your, you know, on that morning of everyone's drinking coffee and you're like sitting outside, maybe fucking a little heater, a little joint. I remember one Christmas, Thanksgiving. It's like my second or third year I've been in LA. And that's, I used to go home for Thanksgiving or Christmas, like one of the two. And my friends hit me up like, you want to go smoke a joint? We're going to go by the Thanksgiving Day game. You want to call me a townie? Yes, I'm a townie. That's the towniest thing you can do. You graduated 8 years ago and you're still swinging by the Thanksgiving Day game. It was pouring rain, I remember. And anyway, I was baked. I came home baked for Thanksgiving. And my brother had a dude he was seeing. He was there. And I remember him just like being like, what's up, dude? I'm like, what's up, dude? It was the first time I ever thought he was funny. Like he would say stuff and I would die laughing. And he's like, what's up with you? I'm like, you're hilarious. Matt, I appreciate you sending that in, man. It sounds like an awesome, awesome, awesome Christmas tradition. I like everything about it. I love what you're doing. How big do you get for a tree? What do you guys get for a tree? That's what I'm saying. 6 footer for me is a good size. You know what happened this year? We decorate the tree, right? Put the tree up in the corner, and then we decorate it. Now you get that, you're cornered, right? So that backside, you're not doing garland all the way around. You're not putting Christmas ornaments there. Then my wife says, hey, why don't we switch these things around and put the tree right in front of the window? We have this big window in the front of our house. And I was like, all right. And now now you put that corner spot in the window so we can see the beautiful tree. But when you look in our house, you're like, ugh, what's going on with that tree? You know? Okay. Jen wrote in about a Christmas tradition. She says this, I have disliked holidays most of my life. Interesting. Very interesting. I wonder why. So once my kids were no longer little, we changed things up. In their teen years, we started giving gifts anytime in the month of December. Kind of a little Hanukkah. You got a little Hanukkah crossover there. And eating Chinese food on Christmas Day after, of course, sleeping super late. It's called... Oh, Jen! You know what they call it? What the fuck, miss? That's tight. Let me tell you what I love about this. You guys have taken it the only way you want to do it. I like that idea of sleeping in. I mean, but when do you start giving gifts? You can give gifts anytime in the month of December. I think that's cool. Now your kids are going to be like, you went through it. Now you created it together, which is what I like. So Matt's carrying on a tradition. You're starting a new one. Will your kids carry it on? That's a big question. For birthdays, since the kids were very young, we woke them up with cake, ice cream, and gifts. Jen, fucking dial it back. You fucking... There's no way you don't have a nose ring, is what I'm saying. All their friends were jealous that they got to start their day out that way. The kids are now 16, 19, and 22. Yeah, of course their friends were jealous. Who the fuck are you? You're running some fucking crazy free-for-all at your house? Yeah, we wake them up with cake. And you make it sound like you were like, hey, and you shove a piece of cake in their face. Like, get the fuck up, it's your birthday. I do love sleeping in on Christmas. I mean, it's not happening for us because our kids are older. But like when we got older as kids growing up, there was like that thing of like, yeah, it's downstairs. When I get down there, I'll enjoy Christmas. But you know what I like right now? Sleeping. Knowing that it's Christmas. Especially if it's a white Christmas. Listen, say what you will about the holiday songs. I love that damn song. Because the idea of like a white, snowy Christmas is the best. And when you do have a snowy Christmas, it's great. Because we used to have like, from laying in our bed, the windows were up high. And we always put Christmas lights up in our own room. Me and my bro, when we shared a room. And having Christmas trees. Because like when it's snowy out during the day, it's a little darker, you know? It's not like a sunny day. Although nothing I love better than a sunny day in the middle of winter where it's like bright out, but it's freezing. Like glass, being inside, looking out through glass at a cold day when you're cozy inside. What's better than that? Sitting by a fire, that's what. My dad used to tell me that one day that we talked when I was 36. For those of you who don't know, we were separated, my dad and I, from when I was 10. And then I saw him when I was 36 and we spent a day together. And it was what a fucking trip. Who is doing that shit? Who's like, yo, you know how it's been 26 years? I don't know. You want to hang out for the day? We did the whole day, man. And I remember him telling me, this might have been an email because we would email on and off from when I was like 24. Like, it would be like, and on and off, I mean, we'd email for like 2 months, maybe like every 5 or 6 days, and then nothing for a year and a half, and then we'd email again, and you know, stuff like that. But we were very similar in how we, it was interesting to find out, like, he wrote like I did, and he had thoughts like I did. And one of the things he told me, it was either an email or that day that we hung out together. And I mean hung out, like, we just drove around. Like, we did what I would do. like what I love to do with my kids and my friends, we would just drive around. And then I remember he's like, let me take you to one of my favorite spots. And I was like, all right. And you're just like, part of me the whole time is like, why weren't you taking me here when I was 11, you dumb fuck? And we went to this like little place down by the water because he lived close to like in a like a North Shore, Massachusetts. There's all these like seaside towns. He lived in one. And we went to this like little spot, like you came down a hill. I couldn't find it now. No idea. And we go down there and we just sat in his truck by the water, like, and talked for 2 hours, like, down there. Anyway, snow on the water. Snow on the ocean specifically, because like if it's snowing out and it's water, it's probably frozen if it's not an ocean. And he used to say like the sound of snow on water was like one of his favorite sounds. And I remember being like, Jesus Christ, dude, you fucking cunt. That's so cool. Where the fuck were you my life? I would have liked to thought that was cool when I was young, but I think it's cool now. And I have what I have. And dude, Chinese food. Let me just say this. I don't know where you live, Jen. But Chinese food is different depending on where you go. I like East Coast Chinese food. That's probably not traditional Chinese food. But like there's a Chinese food place in my town, the China Moon. I'll never forget. I took my wife there the first time. Like she came home and we went to China Moon together and she didn't like it. And I was like, bitch, you want to be together or not? Because this is China Moon. So whenever I go home... Like, I was home recently with my daughter, and we did a family meal, and I got China Moon for the whole family. It's the best. So I love Chinese food on Christmas Day. You know, for a long time out in L.A. on Christmas when I would stay out here, like, Jewish tradition for a lot of Jews is going to a movie on Christmas Day. So I would go with all my friends that are Jewish, and because I didn't have a family, like, I was here, and this is before I was, like, in a relationship or anything, and I would go to – I remember going to, like, Lord of the Rings one year, and then – there was this bar in Santa Monica close to where I worked, and the owner gave everyone the night off, and he would work, you know? And so we all went in there afterwards, and, like, we had board games, and we played board games and just drinking. It was the best, dude. It was the best. So that's, like, I love being able to celebrate other people's traditions, like my friends that are Jewish, that we do that on Christmas, and, like, Jen and Matt here. And then I like, you know, doing my own traditions. But I definitely would love to find a way to, like, that would be fun mixing in a movie on Christmas. We do have plans with our kids to go see the new Star Wars on Sunday. We already have tickets. Already got the tickets. Adam Monroe. Monroe. I've been doing this thing where I go into my coffee shop now and I only speak Spanish, but I don't speak Spanish that well or at all. I mean, I have some stuff. I'd say 20%, not even. 12% of the language I can speak. And two of the dudes that work there, one speaks fluent Spanish. The other one, he speaks a pretty good amount. And I'll just go in and I start talking Spanish and they lose it. They're like, dude, you're not even close. And I'm like, aren't I? I was like, hola, amigos. They're like, hola. I go, yo necesito dos cafés, un grande para ayer. And they're like, oh, really? Para ayer? You know what that means? And I'm like, no, doesn't mean to go. And then I go, and then one croissant. Uno croissant. Adam Monroe. Monroe. He told me, check this out, bro. Christmas Eve. No one sees this coming. Lobster sandwiches from his grandmother. What, bro? Here's the deal, too. I've said this. My grandfather, who was the baker, his wife, they lived up in that seaside town that my dad lived in. And she used to make lobster rolls all the time. The little guys, little joints. And she put out like a silver platter with tons of like lobster rolls. And I never ate fucking lobster as a kid. I remember like the only fish I would eat, my mom would make us eat swordfish. And it was the only thing because swordfish is like steaky, you know, and you just put lemon on it. And this only thing we would eat seafood wise. I wasn't eating goddamn lobster. What a fucking dummy. And I get so annoyed like my kids. Shrimp I would eat. We would do like that baked stuffed shrimp. My Aunt Lil would make it. And then as later on, my mom started being the one to make it. And it was like, that was a big deal. We're getting baked stuffed shrimp. We didn't have shrimp. When were you having shrimp? Never. But Christmas Eve you did. So I love that you're having those lobster. I mean, dude, lobster sandwich. Are they rolls, dude? What are you talking about, man? Adam, are these rolls sandwich? I don't know. And then his wife's family makes homemade donuts on Christmas Day. So I got three stories, two have donuts in them. Let me tell you what I'm doing. I am 100% making donuts on Christmas Day this year. My bro is going to be in town, and he makes a mean banana bread. So what we'll probably do is make a banana bread and make donuts, because he's going to be here, and I like to, you know, I love it when people are visiting and you. So my good friend Todd always says, sometimes I think he says this passive aggressively to me to get me to do shit when I'm at his house. He talks about like when people stay at his house, he's like, listen, you stay here, I love it, but you got to help out. You got to do dish or something. I'm always like, all right, let's see what's happening here. And I always try to pitch in. And, but I do love when people come to stay. I like to get them to make something, like cook something. And I think that'll be badass to have him do his banana bread. And the kids love banana bread. My nanny used to make date nut bread. Who's ever had date nut bread? Oh, it was the best. Here's the secret. So there was this one coffee shop I used to go to. And then this one opened up. And I was like, you guys suck anyway. And I go over to this one now. Here's what they don't have. They don't have banana bread. Which is fine. They have tons of other good stuff. But when I do a banana bread or a date nut bread or a zucchini bread or a pumpkin bread, cream cheese. Fucking cream cheese. That's what I would do on that banana bread. I'm definitely doing donuts. Adam, Jen, Matt, thank you guys for those sharing those awesome traditions. I wish you guys had sent me some. I'm going to see, because I did a post this morning and I said, hey guys, if anyone's out there, let me know when today, this was today, so we can go over some Christmas traditions, traditions, and that's what I'm doing right now. So let me just check this real quick. So I posted this today on the Instagram stories. Yeah, I said the Instagram stories. By the way, these are new kicks. I go to StockX. Does anyone go to StockX? That's where I get my sneakers now when I want to get like sneakers that I've never found. And my wife goes, you get new sneakers? I'm like, no, I've had these. She goes, how long? I go, I don't know. And then that was the end of it. I like this. This coming in from Tim Stone. Timmy Stone says he does homemade pizza and win Christmas gift on Christmas Eve. Timmy Stone, we do one gift on Christmas Eve as well. All right, hold on a second. So we do that for sure. Christmas gift, one on Christmas Eve. Homemade pizza, I like a lot. I don't know if we're going to do the homemade pizza because we like to do a little, I don't know what we're going to do. But maybe that's what we do. I don't know. I like that. And then Troy Nielsen, we make a centerpiece out of stuff we find in the woods with my 10-year-old. Fuck the crab feast. Troy, let me tell you something, son. That's what I just did. It's in the Christmas special. You'll see it comes out tomorrow. That's exactly what I did. I love your style, bro. People get like, I thought that people would think I was kind of crazy for doing that. I love it. Kendall, I do waffles every Christmas morning. All right, you're doing waffles. You're doing them homemade. You got the press. You got the thing. Here's the deal. I like that. I'm not taking this away from you. I think it's fantastic. Homemade waffle, dude, I don't get them a lot. Like when I go out, here's the deal. We went out for breakfast the other day with my father-in-law. We go to this place called Maxwell's in Marina Del Rey. Old school. It feels like New Hampshire inside. It's wood paneling. It's divey for sure. They got a B rating. I don't know. In Los Angeles, they have ratings, A, B, or C. And then I think you can't be open. I think anything below a C, they're like, listen, this is not good. But you want an A rating. If that's important to you. It's not to me. Okay? A B or a C just lets me know you got character. This place was a B. When we were walking in the other day, it was a B. It's not always a B. But it was a B recently. And I was like, gotta love it, man. They're getting that B rating. Now, we love to go there. I love to go there. The food's gotten better. For a while, like, the food's terrible. I mean, their hash browns are... they're not good. Okay, this is a long time ago. Before we had kids, I remember I used to drop my wife at the airport and then I would go right to Maxwell's, sit at the counter by myself, get the 2-2-2. Two eggs any style, two meats, and then either two pancakes, two French toast, two waffles, and then hash brown, fruit or hash browns, and toast, I think even toast. And it's like for like $8. And I would sit at the counter. It's the best. Anyway, they changed something up and the food's gotten way better. But they still have the 222. And I always go to pancakes. But I'm not really a pancake guy. I just get them because I like that sweet. You know, like I'm a pancake for the table guy or a French toast for the table if the French toast is good. But French toast is always, it's never as good as I want it. And we went the other day and my father-in-law got French toast. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going 222 and I'm going to get the French toast. And it was fucking unbelievable. Now, when I was back home in Connecticut over the summer, we got my mom a hotel room to come visit us because there was no room at the house. And we just thought she'd like to have her own place. And we went and had breakfast the one day and they had like a waffle make. They had like the batter and then you'd pour it in and you'd make your own waffle. It was insane. Here, because if you want, I guess I'm only going to talk about food. If you want the best goddamn waffle of your life, this is what I don't like about pancakes. They get cold way too quick. They just get cold too quick. Waffles, I never even think of it because I'm not a waffle dude. But when I had it there, it's like fresh off the griddle. Unreal. One Christmas, I would go away with my cousin. They used to have a house up in the mountains in Big Bear before they got divorced. And then they, you know, divorce financially crushes a family. I don't know if you know that. But it does. Think about what's happening. Whatever income was fitting one household is now two households. Do the math, man. And anyway, so we would go up there and they had this awesome cabin. It was literally like a cabin. You'd go in and it had a big front porch that was covered because I used to smoke butts out there, guy. I'd smoke heaters on the front porch in Big Bear. And they were like on the slope of a hill like every house. So you'd sit up there, it'd be snowing or raining, smoking butts. And then you come into the living room and had a huge stone fireplace, like the big stones. Actually, me and my cousin used to sit on the fireplace when the kids would go to bed and smoke butts up into the chimney. I think I would smoke weed out on the porch. Anyway, we'd drink whiskey at night. It was the best. Like you were there for 2-3 days and it was just like all you did was indulge. Butts, whiskey, food. And we would wake up and my cousin's husband, he was a really good cook and he was a solid dude. He was a very solid dude. He may have fucked off, but, he was a solid dude and he made this like onion bread. I'd never had anything like it, this onion bread, but he was making fried eggs, right? So he started making fried eggs. Fried eggs, another deal. You want those things hot and he knew it. So he made 11 eggs that morning, one at a time. He's like, you want some eggs? I'm like, yeah, of course. And I sat down at the kitchen table and he's like, I gotcha. And he would just gave me the onion bread and then drop a hot egg on me. And I'm like, oh, and he goes, I gotcha. And he would just make them fresh each time. Boom, hot egg, hot egg. It was unreal, dude. It's like you don't ever want to have breakfast any other way again. You're like, yeah, I want my eggs individually cooked and I want to eat them immediately. Because like you can do that during the holidays on vacation. You can be like, oh yeah, let's take our time and make breakfast be an hour and a half, like everyone here. Hey, let's all get together and we'll make donuts because you have the best thing about holidays, which is what life is supposed to be, fucking P.S., is you're just supposed to take time to do everything. You know, your breakfast should be an hour and a half. Spending time with your family should be all day, where it's like sitting around the house and then you're like, hey, let's go for a walk, you know? And everyone's like, I don't want to go for a walk. And you're like, let's go. And then you go for a half hour walk and you come home and everyone feels great. And the kids go back to playing and the adults are like, I don't know, should we have a drink now? Now that I don't drink anymore, I've been tempted lately, guys. I will just like, it'll be food. It's going to be the food thing. So donuts is going to happen in my life. That's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to get a waffle maker. But I like the idea. I love that you're doing waffles because they are fresh. They're unbelievable. Same with those donuts. We'll see. I got to look into the recipe. I have a recipe in this. I have this recipe book that was my Aunt Rue's, and there's donuts in there. And I've made them once before, way back in the day when I first moved to LA, which is weird that I'm thinking about this because I forgot that I used to cook a lot. Like I cook all the time for my kids. But when I was moving to LA, my buddy's mom taught me how to cook. I mean, I already knew how to cook, but she was off the boat Italian. So she taught me all her recipes. And so I remember moving to LA and I was living down at the beach. I lived 6 months in Hollywood and 4 months at the beach. And I was like, I remember cooking all the time. Cause again, all I did was I waited tables. I took an acting class and that was it. I had nothing else to do. I didn't. If you think about all the goddamn responsibilities I have now, and to manage a career, it's a fuck ton. Back then, it was so easy. My day was get up, walk to the gym, do the gym, come back, smoke weed, hang out, work on acting assignments. You know, usually with like cute chicks or fucking cool dudes, cute too. And then I would go to work, high, come home, drink, go to bed. Next day I'd wake up. And then on the days you didn't have work, you would wake up, go to the gym, smoke. And then we got into a tradition, like everyone at my house, we all live in this house, we would all go to the beach. We lived at the beach. We lived one, literally from our front steps, you could see, you were looking at the ocean. There was like a street and then a building and then the beach. But like there was an alley right there. You saw right through. So we would, it was like a 3 minute, no. You could sprint from my front door to the sand in 20 seconds. Let's put it that way. So it was like a 2 minute walk to the beach. And we'd walk out there, watch the sunset, all sitting down in the middle of winter too. I lived there in winter, which was rad, cold. And then we would walk back to the house. We would light a fire and we would drink port or wine. But I was drinking a lot of port because I was reading Dharma Bums and he drinks port. Kerouac's drinking port in that. Dude, I did a show the other night and this guy was kind of a dick in the audience. And so I start like kind of chirping at him and he's chirping back and he said something. I said something. He mentioned Kerouac and I was like, oh, you fucking like Kerouac, dude? And he goes, yeah. And I go, yeah, what's your favorite book? And he goes, Dharma Bums. And I was like, fuck, he's a good guy. Because that's my favorite Kerouac book. Anyway, what the fuck was I even talking about? Food in the holidays, man. This time of year, don't you all wish that we could just take off the month of December? Don't you think that's like how it's supposed to be? I think so. That's what I think it's supposed to be. Like, who is it? It's, why am I blanking right now? Jesus Christ, Jay. I had her on my old podcast. I had her on Best Bars in America. Aisha Tyler. Aisha Tyler used to take off December. And recently, when I was doing the Christmas special, I hit up Maria Bamford to ask her if she'd do it. And she's like, oh, I take off December. And I was like, how great is this? That should be, that's a goal for me, P.S. This is a life goal, taking off December. I would love to be able to take December off. And next year, both the kids are going to have the same Christmas break. And then go to New York, upstate near my in-laws, and rent a house for 3 weeks. Just be there. Because when the kids get older, they're going to want to be around their friends. But at this age, they're going to be like, yeah, they love being around their grandparents. We can like ice skate and go sledding and do stuff that we don't do here. And I told my kids I'd take them sledding this year. My friends like do it. You can drive like an hour and a half north of LA and you can go sledding. And I need to do that. I'm fired up. Next time we talk, Christmas will have happened. So I'll probably mention this again because I'm going to do a New Year's one and I'm going to talk about goals and stuff like that and what I'm thankful for. But I am honestly and truly thankful for all of you out there that listen to this podcast, those of you that share it, those of you that comment on the videos, everything, those little steps you don't understand. Like, it feels weird for me to even ask, but it does so much and helps so much. And, you know, if you think about what's going on, I'm a dude sitting alone right now talking to a camera. I do it because you guys are watching and listening, and it means a fuck ton to me that you guys do that and you care and you take a little bit of what I say and implement it in your life and take the time to share with me things that you're doing in your life. Because I honestly think like it's such a crazy age in time, you know, where yeah, we all share on social media and stuff, but like we're taking that time to like hear what other people are doing and like implement them in our life because it's cool stuff. Donut making is one. If I could make lobster, I don't fuck with much. Like I don't do lobster at home. I went through a phase where I was doing poke, and my father-in-law would be like, "Oh, really, poke, Jay? You mean pokey?" And I'd be like, "No, poke." We also got in a fight over Kobe and Kobe. beef once. He's like, oh, really? Is it Kobe Bryant, Jay? anyway, have a very Merry Christmas, or if you're, I think Hanukkah's ending soon. Whatever holiday you're celebrating, I'm thankful that you guys share your time with me each week, and I have a great Christmas for those of you celebrating it. I know my family's looking forward to it. I still haven't bought my wife any gifts. What am I going to get her? You want me to get this woman? I'll talk to you guys next week, which will be after Christmas. I'll probably recap some stuff. And then, I appreciate you guys.